Well, Andy, thanks for joining us. When we spoke on the last day of the season at Yeovil, I asked you if you were interested in the position, and they said that you weren't. What's changed? What's made you accept the post of manager of Leighton Orient?
Well, I think you just sat down and with the owner and the other Italian guys, and along with Andy Edwards, and you know, it was something that he wanted me. He offered me the job. My thought process changed, and I thought, you know, it's a good opportunity. It's a massive, massive club, and I want to have a crack at it, trying to get them promoted, and that's the key. We want to get promoted. Last year we missed out, which is unfortunate. Been able to bring some decent players in, trying to perhaps bring in a couple more in, and hopefully we can achieve what we all set out to do at the start of last season, we can do this season. So, it was... The chairman convinced me, and after talking to certain people, I decided to take the job.
Last couple of games of last season, you were talking about selection committees and interference. I assume that's finished now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've picked the players to come into the football club. The ones that have left, they've gone. We're now looking to say bringing a couple more. But in terms of team selection, it's going to be down to myself and Andy and Danny Webb, who have again moved up onto the first team staff. And so far, so good. We've had a decent trip to Italy in terms of training, starting to get the players organised, and looking forward to it.
And how have the new players settled in? Because there's a couple of them at least that have enjoyed promotions for their respective clubs recent years.
Yeah, I think we picked carefully now. I looked at them, the players that were available. We were fortunate to bring in the likes of Robbie Weir, who's had promotions, playing in League One last year. Liam Kelly at Oldham was player of the year for Oldham last year, again, playing in League One. And Gavin Massey, player of the year for Colchester. You know, so there's three real good ones, along with Callum Kennedy, who had promotion last year with Wimbledon, and Parksy. I mean, Parksy as well was... He had promotion with Bristol Rovers, and was also been able to bring in the likes of Jordan Bowery, which was a recent signing, which was a coup for me. I think he's going to be a real big player. Got good options in forward areas. So all in all, we brought in some decent players.
And pre-season preparations are very different to last year, of course, when I think Ian Hendon was only given the job officially from the 1st of July, but there's been some stellar matches coming up with Charlton Athletic, of course, and your former club, Gillingham, and as you were saying, you've been away in Italy.
Yeah, I mean, that was all done before a manager was announced anyway. Whoever was going to take over as manager, we already had that in place. I think that's the right, you know, end of the day, I was still standing at the football club, whether that be assistant manager to a new manager. What we did behind the scenes before the manager situation was announced, we got all that in place. So we didn't want a new manager coming in having to worry about that. So, you know, fair play to Andy and Danny and myself, and to be fair, Roberto as well. We did all of that behind the scenes before a manager was announced. So that was already in place, which was good.
And finally, you said that you were looking to bring in a couple more players. Where are the key positions now?
I think we look at another on the defending side of it. We're a little bit light in that area. Got a slight problem with Aaron Pollock the last couple of days. He's got a problem with his knee, so he'll probably miss the rest of pre-season. We've got Parksy, centre-half. We've brought in the French boy, who's still learning the game. So definitely a central area, a centre-half we're looking at. And maybe somebody on the left-hand side of midfield. We've got Massey. Coxie's coming back, you know, he's played 245 minutes, he'll play again today, he's getting his fitness levels up. But we'd like to have competition all over the pitch if we can. Certainly got that in the central midfield areas where we've got four very good midfield players. And I think we've got to have a squad with the new rules that changed with the window shutting at the end of August, and then you can't get any players in for 6 months. So it's you need to have that squad in place.